Donna, our Te Re Huata with us today. Donna is our Māori Climate Commissioner. And, of course, we're well aware of the huge hui that's being held in Glasgow as we speak. The government's new nationally determined contributions climate targets have also been announced. Pōrangi, our Climate Change Commission, has joined forces with a group of international evidence-based climate advisers in an effort to deliver on global climate action. And we wonder if this is a welcome action. Donna, thank you for joining us on the program. Tēnā koe.
Morning, Nadeo. Glad to be here.
Good to talk with you again. Thanks, Donna. Well, firstly, concerned about Māori input to our positioning. It's a vital kaupapa, as we know. There are many world leaders who are heading to Glasgow. I was hoping you would be going, but maybe not.
No. You know, the last 3 years have been an eye-opener, Dale. I've been in the job 3 years, and what my takeout is that there really is no interest in the Māori point of view within the Ministry of Energy and Te Uru Rako, and we've been sidelined. You know, we really have. I mean, they make a nod. Occasionally they include the iwi leaders group and stuff, but in terms of all the policies that have been developed that have brought us to this point, you know, right on the cusp of this incredibly important hui, everything that Māori have asked for, we have not achieved it. So all of us who work in the climate space can look back at the last few years, and we have to recognise that we failed. We failed Māoridom. We failed to bring our message of the treaty partnership so that our view of the environment could be included in climate. It's been a slam dunk win for farmers, but it comes at a hefty price because, you know, Dale, you know that we will be the first hit and the hardest hit. And so my hope, and I think the hope of others, was that government would use this opportunity for us to have to reduce our emissions, and our failure to hold business and farmers to account would open up an opportunity for us to use our million hectares of land for permanent forestry for carbon credits, because that is the new white gold. And that hasn't happened. You know, the NDC is saying that they're going to buy international credits from overseas. All that is investing around $15 billion in someone else's economy. And the disappointing thing for me is that I and other foresters and landowners have been asking government to invest in Māori land to develop those carbon credits. That $15 billion should be coming to Māoridom and not to places in Uruguay and Fiji or wherever else they're going to run those projects. Yeah, so it's a bitterly disappointing to see the NDC come out and to look at the emissions reductions plan that's on the books. And I'm sure that Minister James Shaw must also be bitterly disappointed, because this is not wanted, but this is all he could achieve given the power of the farming lobby and where National and ACT are. You know, it's really a sad day for Māoridom and a very sad day for New Zealand.
Thank you. I didn't realise things were as dire as the picture you have painted. So it's the farming community and the right-wing political parties that are to blame for a lack of traction of Māori perspectives. I thought would be really valuable to a guy like James Shaw to take to this summit. The Indigenous perspective perhaps holds more sort of clues to how we should move forward than most realise, but it feels as though we've been completely disregarded. Is that a matter for the treaty, for the tribunal to determine? Because you'd obviously think that we should have a real say in the development of our responses to the climate change challenge. Donna, what's gone wrong?
You know, Dale, we're Māoridom are at a most interesting point in our development, where we are really fed up as a group, as Indigenous nation, with the fact that we have been sidelined from government, from the Crown. They set it up without any recourse to us. But today they carry on with a colonial model that is no longer fit for purpose. And that's, you know, you can see it in Oranga Tamariki, you can see it in justice, but the stark reality is that in climate change, where the world is really burning, we have, as Māori, a genuine different approach, which is about the oneness, the union of humanity and the environment, and the right of the environment to really be respected and have its own mana. And the Pākehā capitalist view, the environment is just there to be used. And, you know, the farming community have a lot to answer for, not just the farmers, but those that organise the farmers, Fonterra, sheep, beef and lamb. And for Māoridom, we have to lift our game. We really do. We have to push harder for co-design and for co-governance. And we must insist that government invest in our economic development, in the rural Māori economy, because the amount of money, I mean, $15 billion that they're going to spend on buying international credits because our farmers aren't being held to account to reduce their emissions, that should be going into the Māori pocket, into the Māori rural economy. You know, by all we have to do is plant time, plant natives in the so that after 50 years we get a regenerative native forest. You know, it's not rocket science, but where you have a situation where 95% of those who work in these government agencies are Pākehā, you've got a wall-to-wall whiteness that creates a barrier to Māori voices being heard. And, you know, not to mention that even Labour, even with its high polling, you know, even it is too worried about upsetting Pākehā to do what is right.
Last time we were advancing the issues of carbon credits, they were manipulated by Russian gangsters, seemingly, and the whole sort of market was tweaked with corruption. How have we mitigated against that? Even though I'm taking your point that we could, you know, there's great merit in us planting forests. How do we avoid getting rotted?
Yes, no, exactly. Well, in New Zealand, of course, we sell directly. We can sell to all of the big polluters. We can sell to farmers. So you're an internal market that's highly regulated and is very fair. We've been going for 10 years. And so in New Zealand, it's okay. But the danger is when you start buying international credits, as the national government did under Tim McRae when he was the minister, Māoridom had $600 million wiped off our rural estate. $600 million, Dale, that's what we lost. And that I think every Māori landowner who went through that is now looking at government and saying, can you guys never learn? You know, my message to government is step aside. Step aside. You have failed to deliver for Māoridom. You failed to deliver for New Zealand, and shame on you. But step aside and let Māoridom do it. Look, given a few resources, we've got enough smart landowners and smart foresters who know what to do and who can really build that rural Māori economy. And, you know, if you see the Minister of Māori Development anytime soon, can you tell him that really that's where the new white gold is? Certainly not in dairy farming. And our tipuna, Apiranga Ngata, will be turning his grave to see Māori landowners clinging like glue to an outdated economy, you know, that he started back in the 1930s. We Māoridom have really got to lead the way, and we are. Certainly here in Ottawa, we have already started that process of getting rid of the dairy farms and transitioning to much more environmentally friendly products. And, you know, I just got to say to anyone out there who is part of the management of a land block, you really have to seriously look at carbon farming. The wealth that it would bring to your future generations is unbelievable. No, literally unbelievable.
Well, I've enjoyed your kōrero, but I'm disappointed you're not in Glasgow, Donna. Let's hope that James is able to achieve something. And just finally, we had a young wahine who stood up and put our tau Māori on the table. Too Young India was her name. We've got young people who are moving in this direction. Does that give you heart?
Not really. I mean, the same people who are going up to the COP conferences have been going up, but you never hear from them between conferences. All they do is go to the conference, you know. And this is and they play it safe. You never hear from them. They don't actually do much. And so, no, I'm quite disappointed in them. I think that our rangatahi, that group of young Māori who hip off over to these conferences that are a complete waste of time. They really need to focus on what they're doing here with our community to make a difference. No. I'm definitely not impressed with what I've seen of them over the last 3 years.
I drew your kōrero, and I'm sure our kaiwhakarongo did as well. Ngā mihi. Thank you, Donna.
Ka kite, Gail.
Thanks, Donna.